Hello, Mr. Sam Lutz. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine.
Yes. Mr. Sam Lutz, of course, from the Good News Weekly for the month of September here on Lose of the Derek Shapiro Show here on DerekShapiroShow.com. What's happening with the Good News Weekly for the month of September?
Well, we're just putting them out, and people are grabbing them up. They're stopping me on the street. You know, they're just loving a little paper.
And what do people love the paper for the month of September this month?
Well, there's a new issue every week. Again, it's a Good News Weekly, but it's just there's just something fun and positive and fresh, and you know, people like a lift.
And what's the Good News Weekly joke for this month of September?
Well, I tell you what, I'm gonna give you a couple real short ones.
Okay.
One of them is called New Spurs.
Okay.
The cowboy walked into the tack shop. How much for a pair of spurs? He asked the sales clerk. $40. The cowboy looked in his wallet, thought for a moment, then pulled out a 20. I'll take one spur. What do you do with just one? The clerk asked. The cowboy replied, I figure if I can get one side of the horse moving, the other side will go too.
I like that.
And then there's another one here. It's called the expensive dress.
Okay.
A poor country pastor was livid when he confronted his wife with the receipt of $250 dress she had bought. How could you do this? He exclaimed. I don't know, she wailed. I was standing in the store looking at the dress, then I found myself trying it on. It was like the devil was whispering to me, gee, you look great in that dress. You should buy it. Well, the pastor persisted, you know how to deal with him. Just tell him, get behind me, Satan. I did, replied his wife. But then he said, it looks great from back here, too.
I like that.
So anyway, that's just a couple ones that sounded pretty good.
So, and Mr. Sam Lutz from the Good News Weekly, of course, where can people find your information?
Well, we really don't have a website yet. We certainly ought to. But anyway, we've got these papers in 6 different markets. My cell number is 770-715-8606.
Okay.
They are in the Acworth, Kennesaw area. They're in Cherokee County, which is Woodstock, Town Lake, and Canton. Then we've got them down in Macon, Warner Robins, Tifton, Americus. If you let me know what general area you are, I can give you a list of places there. Put them in a lot of the local restaurants, Chick-fil-A's, et cetera, doctor's offices, that kind of thing.
Awesome, awesome. Well, yes, Chick-fil-A and Kennesaw, I see them, and down in Macon, I see them too, so that's cool.
Yep.
Well,
yep.
I do thank you. Good News Weekly for the month of September here on Lose How the Derek Shapiro Show. Mr. Sam Lutz, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Derek. Have a great evening.
You
Bye-bye.
Too. Bye-bye. All right, Derek Shapiro here, episode 65, of course, Derek Shapiro's show with Dan, the man with the scientific plan. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct, Derek. I am astounded and proud of you.
What are you proud of me for? For doing episode 65 or having you on my show?
All of it, especially that part. You got the intro, like, right on the money.
Right on the money.
Shazam.
How much money?
Shazam, man. Okay, Derek, I am going to recap in less than a minute what I talked about last time.
Wait. Let me get this straight. You're going to recap in a minute, and I lost 7 minutes of my life I can never get back again last time, right? Do we really recap? Because it's always on my show. Okay, that is archived on my show. So let's go on with a new one for this month, because that's another minute I can't get back, you know?
Okay, this is a 4-part series talking about the account of the flood of Noah and relating it to science and how science can explain a lot of the things that went on that the Bible talks about. So in the first one, I talked about the difference between evolution, adaptation, and how God may have created a few hundred types of animals, but they all over the eons that he adapted to their environments and brought about the diversity that we see now. question we're addressing is, where did all the water come from? So,
wait, I have a question for you. Do you have a pool?
Sorry?
Do you have a pool?
I do. I live in an apartment complex, and we have a pool here, yes.
Maybe the water came from your pool.
Not quite, Derek. We need to cover every mountain on the earth in 6 minutes. So here we go. Everybody strap yourself in. Back in my agnostic...
Wait, hold on. Can we do it in 5 minutes?
Am I going to expound on it? Yes.
Okay, 5 minutes, okay?
Okay. Okay. Here we go. You ready?
Just lose yourself.
All right. In my agnostic days, one of the questions I asked is, where did all the water come from? I knew that if all the clouds were emptied right now, all the clouds that are in the atmosphere, the water would cover the surface of the earth in a very small depth of about 1 inch. Even if the polar ice caps were to melt, and all the glaciers as well, we would still come short of covering every mountain that the Bible described. So, but how was it able to rain 40 days and 40 nights? Well, in Genesis, it explains that God created the sky as an expanse to separate the water from above the firmament from the water below the firmament. What did he mean by water above the sky? Many theologians believe there was a vapor canopy in the upper atmosphere that allowed the earth to exist as a giant greenhouse. This would account for the thriving vegetation that the herbivores of old fed upon. It would also account for the enormous size of dinosaurs, giant beavers, and tortoises. And the collapse of such a vapor canopy would account for 40 days and nights of rain. But that 40 days and 40 nights of rain would still fall short of covering the Himalayas. And the scriptures are very clear that the great depths were broken up. They were divided. God said this, and then so we know that most of the water came from underground. So, looking into this, I found in February of 2007, in Life Science, there was a publication, an article explaining how scientists scanning deep in the interior of the Earth have found a vast water reservoir beneath Eastern Asia that is at least the volume of the Arctic Ocean. Okay, so if you combine that with the glaciers and the polar ice caps and everything, then you would have enough water to cover the entire Earth. So,
really?
Yes, and so the thing is, why didn't the polar ice caps and glaciers exist during that time period? Answer, because prior to the flood, the Bible talks about the fact that it had never rained yet, because this vapor canopy made everything like a giant greenhouse. So it was after the collapse of the canopy that the earth was no longer allowed to function like a greenhouse, and it began to cool down. And because of all the volcanic activity that went on when the great depths were broken up, plate tectonics was at work and everything, and the continents drifted apart as a result of the flood, shortly after that, the ice age settled in because cool land masses and warm oceans because of all that water and everything.
Dan, the man with the scientific plan, we had to stop there, okay? Even if you could break up even more. Even if you could break up more. But I got to end with this note, okay? Dan, the man with the scientific plan, okay?
Sure.
Because we have Chili on the show from TLC tonight, okay? And we have Truth Hurts, okay? From LA, okay?
My wife's a big fan of hers. Can
you
talk to her for 2 seconds?
No, she's not there. She's not live, of course. But the thing is, okay, Ice Age, here's my final thought, okay? Ice Age, sure. Good movie with, of course, Ray Romano. And we'll leave it at that, right?
Yes, I've seen Ice Age. I've seen those movies with my kids. They're hilarious. Well, I like that little squirrel animal that goes for the nuts all the time.
Yes. Well, I do thank you very much, Dan, the man with the plan. We'll see you next month here on Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show. Thank you for being part of episode 65.
Thank you, Derek. See you then.
God knows it always brings you down. try to make things right, and I know it happens all the time. When I go, it doesn't feel the same. You don't need to worry. I am on your side when your heart is hurting. There's a letter in the bedroom drawer and a photo that you've seen before, and I'm not that far. I'm not that far away. When you look into the children's eyes, you can see me on the other side, 'cause I'm not that far. I'm not that far away. Last night I ran off before the morning light, 'cause I swear somewhere they were playing a song. I didn't know what I was looking for, I didn't know, but I knew I'd be sure, 'cause you and I have never felt so strong. You don't have to worry. On my mind when my heart is hurting. There's a letter in the bedroom drawer and a photo that you've seen before, and I'm not that far. I'm not that far away. When you look into the children's eyes, you can see me on the other side, 'cause I'm not that.
Kiss your hand. Oh.
The infamous Heidi.
And Ms. Kim?
Kimber.
Okay. And I want to give a shout out to Diana Shasta. What a Shasta.
What's up, Shasta?
Okay. What's up? Aja. Wait, let's all do Aja. 1, 2, 3.
Aja.
Oh, that felt great. And Brenna, for Brenna, we got to say, Brenna! Okay, like we're all constantly.
Are you kidding?
Brenna! Okay, 1, 2, 3. Brenna! That's just only me. Okay.
That one went
Brenna,
good.
What's up?
Okay, anyway. And they said you could, like, I was on the phone with Aja. And no, don't go there? Okay, I'm not going to go there. No one wants to go there with Aja. Okay.
We got roasting today.
No. Aja told me that you'd get back to your kid or something like that.
What did I just say?
Oh, we're not roasting, okay. Are we chicken in? Black and chicken? I'm a black and chicken pasta.
I'm a pasta, you are.
Oh, yes, awesome, yes. What kind of pasta would you, like, what kind of tomato sauce would you put on the pasta?
Angel hair.
Yes, angel hair. Oh, yeah, that's your puppet, David Deluxe. Come here, David. Huh. Let's point the camera to David Deluxe.
Hi.
He's a real deluxe.
Yeah.
Let me shake his hand. How you doing? What's your puppet's name?
I'm Old Pappy. And this is Old Pappy. He's from the bayous of Louisiana.
Why do you stay in Louisiana?
Because I'm here with my good friend David. Is that a problem?
Okay. Are you two best friends?
Well, not best friends, but still, he's a good friend.
So, see, David Deluxe does my shows a lot, okay, for poetry, okay, and you're performing. Actually, he performed with Diana Shasta at my benefit show a few months ago for the MDA, and you're performing for the homeless, of course, and you're performing for the homeless.
Absolutely.
Okay, and you're co-hosting with me for the homeless event. That's next week, September 25th, next Sunday. Could be that?
Oh, yeah, and let me get a shout-out to my Money Boy Entertainment crew. You know, we trying to get up on the ground. So
let me ask you a question.
Everybody tune in on the 25th.
Money Boy Entertainment, right?
Mm-hmm.
How come they're not called Money Men Entertainment? Okay, let me go with my interview with Jason J. Tavares from Rhode Island, okay? Jason J. Tavares, he's a book author. I've interviewed him a lot of times on my show. He has a book called Story About a Feigned Killer. Okay, Feigned Killer. It's about a vampire. I'm reading it. And he has another book called The Shadow Inside, okay? Jason J. Tavares from Providence, Rhode Island, my home state. Here's the interview here on episode 65 here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Let's all do show one time, okay? One, two, three. Show!
Hello, Mr. Jason J. Tavares. How you doing? Great. Welcome back to Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show, of course. DerekShapiroShow.com, of course. And, boy, I am almost done with Chapter 5. I think I'm on Chapter 5. Of course, Existence, the Tale of a Feigned Killer. Yes. And, of course, I didn't start the Shadow Inside yet, you know?
Well, finish one and then start the other. That way you can get a better feel for the stories.
Finish one chapter and start the other chapter? Or should I just finish one book and start the other book?
Oh, finish one book. Yeah, finish one book and then start the other one. That way you get, you finish one out. And if you like the style of writing, you just continue with the next.
You know, I'm just thinking, maybe, you know, Mr. Tavares, what I should do here is that, I have multiple things other than the Derek Shapiro Show. I should just, like, take a break from that book, go on to the other book, then go take a break from that book, go back to another book. Or would that be too confusing?
Yeah, it'd be a little confusing. The characters share a lot of the same qualities, but it's entirely different books. So, yeah, I would definitely finish one first.
Yes, here on Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show, episode 65. This is a milestone, you know that?
This is the 65th episode?
You're on the 65th episode, yes.
That's a lot.
It is a lot.
It's a big accomplishment.
Yes, it is a big accomplishment, you know? And, of course, having you on the Derek Shapiro Show for the third time, because I think you're on the Music Appreciation Show, and you're, of course, on Talking with Derek over on DSS TV station. So, you know, so you're in the process of writing the third book right now, huh?
Yep, I'm working on a third one. I actually took a little time off. Made it to the end of 9 and then kind of had a brain cramp, and I'm looking to go to 14, so I'm thinking at the latest I'll have it not published but written by Christmas.
So you said you finished Chapter 9?
Yeah, I'm at the end. I have like one more paragraph to go in 9, and then I'll be reaching into two numbers, which is 10.
Wow.
So, makes me feel a little more stable once I hit 2 digits.
So you put yourself on vacation. So what does an author do on vacation?
You still have to eat, and then unless the books are selling fantastic. I mean, they're selling pretty well, but, I still have other, financial endeavors I have to do in order to make ends meet.
Exactly. So tell me, so I heard you're putting me in the book. So am I a good guy or a bad guy?
You're a good guy in there. So actually, I don't want to talk too much about it and ruin it, but when you read it, I think I grabbed a lot of your qualities because you have a lot of good qualities from our last two conversations.
Yes.
And the character is very He's a unique character, but he's a really intelligent character, and he just fits into the scene perfect.
Sure, sure. Well, Mr. Jason J. Tavares, what do you want to say to the listeners out there in Derek Shapiro's show land?
Well, I've always wanted my books to be made into movies. That's something that's very important to me. And the character for this new book that I'm writing, and I want to say the title yet because it's such a cool title, but in the past I've seen like actors like Dolph Lundgren was in a movie called Jill the Ripper. Jill the Ripper was a book, and then they ended up making it into a film. And I'd like to do the same with this book, but I'd like an actor like Richard Grieco, if possible, to play the main character.
And Richard Grieco was on 21 Jump Street.
Yeah, he was a big name back then, and he still acts today. And I just think, you know, that he's about 45, 46 years old. The character in this book is 56 years old, and it's always easier for someone to play 10 years old or 10 years younger with makeup. And I think it would be a challenging role for him. It would be a good comeback role.
Awesome, awesome. Well, you know, I am very proud that you're joining again the Derek Shapiro Show. Where can people find your information again, Mr. Tavares?
You could go to author Jason J. Tavares on Facebook. As long as you put that in on Google, you can find me. Or you could just email me directly if you'd like at jbnimble@cox.net. If you also put my name in, Jason J. Tavares, with middle initial, on YouTube, you can watch my TV interviews directly, and my information's on there also.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Mr. Tavares, here on Lose of the Derek Shapiro
right.
Show, episode 65.
Jason J. Tavares' interview, sure. Sorry, Jay, but we'll put you on next time, of course, because you're a great friend of mine, of course. And this is such a compact show today, episode 65, of course. And, of course, I forgot to mention the two celebrities here on episode 65. And Heidi, if you can announce the first celebrity that's going to be on.
I would love, it's my pleasure to announce that Chili from TLC, The Legends, will be on the show.
Yes, not live in the studio, but I recorded her. I got to rebroadcast it again because I did a dumbass thing. I had a recording when I went up to Providence, Rhode Island, okay? And I interviewed TLC, the whole group, back in December. So I went to Office Max in Providence, Rhode Island, okay, Cranston, actually, to be exact, okay, and my interview with TLC, the group, was on my thumb drive, and I made copies from it, and I lost the interview. So out of so much respect for Chili, I'm going to rebroadcast this interview tonight, okay? And who else is on the show?
Truth Hurts.
Now, Truth Hurts, you know what Truth Hurts is? She came out with the song Addictive with Rakim, and she's good friends with Bari, who Bari is good friends with Rich Productions over here. So us and Truth Hurts have a mutual friend, Bari, who's on the show tonight. Okay, and we're going to play another Rhode Islander, because Jason J. Tavares is from Rhode Island, and this next song, which is the fifth song for the month of August, is, the puppets can announce it, J-Punk.
J-Punk.
Featuring
Marf, and the song is...
Still here. Okay. Lose out with the Derek Shapiro Show, episode 65.
Told y'all I'm still here. I ain't going nowhere. In this game for my share, showing no fear. Vision so clear, oh yeah. Did I mention this is my air? Testing don't dare, cause you know I don't care. Saying me winning is no fair, so yeah. My flow so rare. So put the CD in, let it blare through the speaker for the whole year. Told y'all I'm still here. Even though I never left, used to wanna be the best. Now I just wanna be better than all the rest. Fulfilling my mission, reaching my quest. And this flow is just to get it off for the chest, yes. Jay still there. Gone nowhere. Jay still here. Gone nowhere. Told y'all Jay still here. Told y'all. Ain't gone nowhere. Told y'all Jay still here. I ain't gone nowhere. Come on, man. Why would I leave? No matter how much y'all need, I'ma spit long as I can breathe. Please believe these demons unleashed with ease. Thoughts of being a beast on beats. Always fighting cause I'm a fiend for beef. I break my life, I'm causing friction. You write your life, I call it fiction. I'm not that old, but little dude should listen. Cause I stayed down the head, jaw cracked like a Jap from Sonny Liston. All I'm saying is, I ain't playing, kid. before you come at me, remember who you playing with. Cause chitter chatter really don't matter when someone's brain splatter over who's a better rapper. Well, I'm back in the game, next chapter. I guess it's not the stress, it's the number one spot I'm after. See, a lot of y'all wanna see me fail, waiting for me to exhale, for me to put the white flag up and set sail. But I'ma be here long as I can get bail. Told you I'm back, of course, coming strong in the game, full force. Take it straight to the beat source, no point of tech, no mercy, no remorse. I hear y'all talking like I just left my spot up for grabs, but face to face, it's all it up, J-R-Dash. But when I make it, I'ma feed y'all scraps. Jay's still here, going nowhere. Jay's ain't gone nowhere. Told ya, Jay's still here. It's a new day. I mean, like I woke up to a million bucks in a suitcase. I stayed one-sided for those who's two-faced. This dude's dissing me when I could've had you erased. I'm the reason you're even breathing, which means you should probably pay me for sneezing. And just when you think the pressure's easing, I tighten up my grip for no reason. Have you all messed up like wearing shorts in snow season? I heat up bees, but my heart's so freezing. And I ain't trying to reap the benefits, just give me my credit, bitch. And I don't care if you try to edit this. Either way, I'm still showing my leverage. Hey, all you want, I don't hold no prejudice. I spit with precision, persistent with my mission. Ducking and dodging collisions. CDs out the trunk, working for commission. Thinking I'm quitting, but spit is part of my religion. So remember who you dissing. Chip. Nowhere. Told yo, Jay's still here. Told yo, I'm still here. I ain't gone nowhere.
That was Jay Punk featuring Murph with Still Here, and it's echoing.
Yes.
So, yes, it's echoing. And, of course, this is Allison Hill and the owner from Cobb County Kia.
All right, we have Allison Hill here from Cobb County Kia, of course, for this great benefit for the American Heart Association. Just interviewed the Jim Blossoms. So tell me, of course, what does this event mean to you for the American Heart Association?
Well, it's just a fabulous organization that we can support. And even after all the drama with the different locations and Cobb County trying to shut us down, it's just great that we can still give such a sizable donation to the American Heart Association. I know it's an organization close to our owner's heart, Scott Smith, and it's just should be a great night with great music and great fun for everyone.
Great. And of course, having the Jim Blossoms here this year, you know, what does that mean to you, have them here this year?
Well, as my name being Allison, and they have the great song Allison Road, so I am a huge fan, and I'm just looking forward to them rocking out Kennesaw.
Exactly. It's going to be great here tonight, and of course, how can people find more information about this every year, this event?
Usually we have it every year. The first year we had War, the second year we've had Journey, and then we've also had Bad Company, and now we have the Jim Blossoms. So usually it's around August every year, and you can start seeing advertisements or contact Cobb County Kia at our website or our telephone number, 770-423-4404, and we'll be able to give you more information.
Great, thank you very much. And who can we expect next year?
I'm not sure. I was going for the Goo Goo Dolls, so we'll only see.
Oh, Johnny Resnick, huh?
Very good, yes.
All right, thank you very much. Of course, Allison Hill at Cobb County Kia for the Derek Shapiro Show, DSS TV station.
Thank you very much.
All right, we interviewed the Jim Blossoms for this event. We interviewed Allison Hill. Now we have the owner, Scott Smith, here at Cobb County Kia, of course. What does this mean to you? You do this event every year. You were supposed to do it at your house. And tell me about this situation.
Well, this is our third year of doing this. It's this Soul Summer Concert Series, and we've had bands like Bad Company, War, Gin Blossoms now, and we like to give back to the community. You know, they've embraced us as a business, and my wife and I have raised over $300,000 for charities in the last 10 years, a number of charities, you know, Jack and Jill, and Soap Creek Foundation, Atlanta, Children's Healthcare of Atlanta, numerous, including the American Heart Association, which we're raising for this evening. And it's always been a positive outcome, but in this case, we've had one neighbor that caused a problem, and we had to relocate the venue. So.
Really? Yeah. So does this neighborhood support the neighbor now, or are they bashing the neighbor now?
They're not real happy with the neighbor, so I'm not going to really mention names, but the reality is that we had the full support of the community, but you know, it's one or two bad apples that have kind of spoiled the well.
Are you still friends with that neighbor?
I would say, you know, we were never really friends, but, you know, I'm not going to, you know, hold grudges, but it's just unfortunate that some people don't get it. That, you know, it's just 3 hours of their life that I offered to send her out to dinner with her family, and she declined. So.
Wow. So that is, well, that's something, you know. So what does this mean to you, you know, by doing this event here at Cobb County Kia at your place of business?
Well, it's something that it's not my choice of venue, but it's okay. I mean, you know, it's still our home in a sense, you know.
Sure.
And there's a lot of food here. There's great company. We're probably looking at about 150, 200 people attending, and we're going to raise good charity, so the good money for charity. So the show is going to go on.
Sure. But actually, having it at a car dealership, you know, does bring more advertisement for you, of course. Doesn't it, you know, why didn't you never have it here in the first place versus your home?
If you saw the venue it was at before, you would understand. And that's really why people choose that venue. We've had fundraisers for various governors, the lieutenant governor, Sam Olens, the district attorney. We've had Judson Hill, state senators, and numerous charities. And we do it because it's built for entertaining. It's built for that type of venue.
Really? So of course, it was supposed to be held in your house in Kennesaw, of course, huh?
No, it's in East Cobb.
Oh, East Cobb. Okay, Marietta, of course, yes. Well, I do thank you much for joining us tonight. And what do you want to say that to people about, you know, coming out here next year or any information? Where can they get information?
Well, next year is a ways off, but we just to say that Cobb County Kia, we're the number one Kia dealership in Georgia, and we want to give back. So we will have other events. We'll have other music events, bands. You know, we're working on a couple bands next year that are high profile and, you know, something that to look for us on the radar. We're not going away. We're going to continue to do this regardless of what they try to stop.
Well, thank you much, Scott Smith, for the Derek Shapiro Show and DSS TV station.
Taste the future. Дай мне твои руки. Watch us like a movie. For crazy, sexy, cool TLC and for plain jacuzzi. Let me wear just jewelry. I'ma be intrusive. Unimported linen sheets. I'ma be exclusive. Let you get between the skin. We'll take too long, boy. Times are wasted. Oh, hasta la vista, baby. On to the next one in the Maserati, waiting for my answer. He calls me angel. Vicky Bra, Vicky Secrets. Red Bulls gives you wings. Vodka and martinis. Я вкусная девица. Tasty like a sweetheart. Optional bikinis. Royalty amidst us. Rich and sophisticated like the Queen of England. She break for tea, I break to breathe. Intermission between missionary quickies. Fine dine, red roses. Crystal glass, red wine, drunk posing. He's a freaking Amazon only. Like a poster, tape it. MySpace it. Facebook, put your face in my favorite places. Head first, Miss Boss. Lord have mercy. On the tip of your tongue. Got you thirsty.
Yeah. On the tip of my tongue, getting you sprung with my dyke flow. One flip of my tongue, we hump, now you like pro. Lick your lady lumps, have you stunned, give you goosebumps. Got you feeling higher than the hills in your new pumps. Wanna come get ya, steal your heart and make you come. Got me harder than a tongue twister. Alice in sexy land dreaming, hard to wake up. Jay loves how you stimulating all my taste buds. Beats banging bass up like your round bottom. Face down, tongue got you wet, almost drowned. Watch them oxygen lacking. But do it for your satisfaction. Paint the alphabet on your clit. Watch your reaction.
Alright, that was Russian Roulette featuring Jay Profane, the fourth song for the month of August, of course, on the countdown, of course. And how you guys doing? How are you doing, Heidi?
I'm groovy.
Yes, you. Oh, I'm sorry. Groovy, oh, did I almost hit you? I'm sorry.
No,
man.
You didn't hit me.
It's okay. Your nose is so cute. I'm telling you. And how are you doing, Shanice?
I'm fine. How are you doing,
Derek? Hey, Shanice.
Derek Shapiro.
I don't have a niece or a nephew, but I have a Shanice.
These are my nieces
don't
and
forget,
nephews.
Don't forget,
okay? Wow. Well, that's your niece and nephew.
These are my nieces and nephews.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I like those. That's your niece?
It's my niece and nephew.
Oh, okay. So how do you tell which one's male, which one's female?
Well, because I like to look out the right when I'm feeling extra feminine.
So the brother and sister, or the boyfriend and girlfriend?
Yeah.
or incest.
Really? That's cool. Okay. Oh, wow. So here is the Ms. JJ.
JJ
segment. I'm always on her show. She has a new website. Here it is, Ms. JJ, right
followed,
now.
Followed by,
yes, Clinton Mason, America, Praise God, I think this was the song called.
Praise God.
Yes. Clinton Mason, of course. That will be the third song for the month of September.
Hey, you guys, this is Miss JJ with DSSTVStation.com and the Derek Shapiro Show.com. And there's a lot of great things that's going on here in Atlanta with the Miss JJ Show. You can Twitter me, the Miss JJ Show, and you can also go onto Facebook and get more information on Facebook page, which is the Miss JJ Show or Miss JJ Show, one of the two. But we're doing great things here in Atlanta, and we're teaming up with Derek Shapiro. And of course, we got the new talk show, the Miss JJ Show, coming out the beginning of October, syndicated nationwide by 2012 on Prism and also on KCTU and on OVN TV, and the list just go on and on. So you gotta stay tuned for it. Derek is very much involved with these shows. You're listening and watching Miss JJ on Derek Shapiro Show and, of course, DSSTVStation.com.
America was known to me as a country built on God, the mighty reed. In God we trust, so let us put our trust in God to save us. I remember in grammar school, how we used to pray before class began. Do you remember when the president and the government need the Lord too? Just like me and you, we have to pray for them too. America, 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 praise God, praise God. America, 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 praise God, praise God. United we stand, divided we fall, we are as one, the president.
To the Republic,
for which you stand,
for which you stand.
America.
Come on.
America.
Oh, mic's on now. Okay, that was Clinton Mason, America Praise God, of course. Okay, now I'm going to have the ladies do the show because Heidi, we're going to play your song, of course.
Absolutely.
And you're going to announce it, Ms. Shanice.
Oh, yeah, Shanice's going to announce it. But this song is featuring Danatha from Hip Hop Magazine, who also does management in the States for me. This song is a love song. People tend to think it's a sexual song because of the name. And
Heidi
G6,
baby.
And the name is
Lotion.
Put what on it?
Lotion.
Put what on it?
Lotion.
Say it again.
Well, I need some lotion too.
Get your own damn lotion.
Your heart is dry, so put some lotion on
Listen
it.
Listen to it.
Let's do it.
Shape to match my undertones. How you expect me to do what's right when all you ever do is wrong? Only nature for me to come back just to leave me all alone. Don't bite it, suck it. Ain't it hard to swallow? I'm left with nothing, nothing but my shadow. Do your blood still pump for me? I'm afraid that it's getting dry. Do your heart still thump for me? I'm afraid that you don't wanna try. Put lotion on it, moisturize it. Song to you, boost ego, help put a notch on your belt. Only nature, you do what you do. Be so untrue, thinking about yourself. Won't be too long till I catch my breath. Find someone else, sleep where you slept. To the left, get fly, get deaf. Find someone else, sleep where you slept. Feel like the Beatles, a lover torn. Like in the 60s, feel like I wasn't born. If I can't love, then I don't wanna love a bit. Nothing compares to this, soul and the sentiment. If I can't rock, I'ma spit it 100%. Still a delivery, moisten it up a bit. Lotion on it, moisturize it. Expect us to flow back tight when all the love is gone. Won't be too long till I catch my breath. Find someone else, sleep where you slept. None left, get fly, get deaf. Find someone else, sleep where you slept.
He could keep the other side of the pillow. That's why I left you in the corner with your dildo. Listen, my heart is growing cold. It's growing real weak. And I'm really tired of hearing the coaching it up. And you talking words like I really give a what? Listen, man, it ain't really that complicated. Cause Calhoun could take you away and my patience can't take it. I'm just sick of the madness, the arguing and fighting, the fussing of love and going back and forth like we fighting. Listen, man, hold up, I'm just trying to get paper. And if you don't like it, bottom line, I'll see you later.
Put lotion on it. Put lotion on it. Put lotion on it. Put lotion on it. Put lotion on it.
All right, that was, of course, the great Heidi.
Heidi G6 in the house, Singapore, U.S., Texas, Houston, we everywhere.
And that song's called Lotion?
That song's called Lotion, featuring Danaka Wardrick. I would like to give a shout-out to my sponsors, people who have been supporting me through the years. I mean, you know, CT, Tech Nine Music. I'd like to give a shout-out to Cole Patterson Clothing, who sponsors me. They're going to have a special line of Heidi Fly T-shirts with the rock and roll angel. You'll see that on some of my paraphernalia around here. I'd like to give a shout out to Kimber Monroe, the video puppet master, my management, and Taylor Dade. Did you want to say something? Bear Rose Finest.
Really?
Elijah Blakely.
It's like winning an Oscar. It's like winning a Grammy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Especially being on the Derek Shapiro Show.
Yes.
Yeah, I'd like to give a shout out to Toa.
Net.
The other women of America were shooting. It's going to be live. I'm in the editing process right now. I just did a big what's the name of the party? A premiere party at Bellissimo for Pride. So I just want to give a shout out to them.
And Tara.
So,
Tara from RuPaul's Drag Race.
Give a shout out to Jay Ford, Tara. And who else?
Cottonmouth. We got to give a shout out to Cottonmouth. Be Me, Be Mystique, Bone Crusher.
Okay. Oh, Bone Crusher. I've had him.
Kingdom Castle, Rock and Roll.
Kingdom
Rebel.
Castle. My Rock next single Rebel. Is going to be Rock and Roll Rebel.
You
have a
song Bone Crusher, don't you?
Cottonmouth. Be Me has one with Bone Crusher.
Because I've interviewed Bone Crusher on my show before.
Awesome.
He could crush bones.
I bet he can.
Just like David, right, David? Can you crush bones?
No.
Can you pump a crush bones?
One viewer, Dr. Littlefield.
Okay.
In Minneapolis.
I have a deer for you guys. Okay. Do you like deer?
Yes, I love this.
And I'm a single guy. Get your shot. Okay. Because Howard Stern does it, okay?
You're not Howard Stern. This is not Shock Radio. This is the Derek Shapiro Show. Lose yourself, damn it.
Okay, it's either French Kiss, me, Peter, or David, all three.
I died first. I died real quick, and then I came back.
You came back? So you want a French also three, or just me, just David, just Peter?
I am excluded out of that.
Oh, wait. What about you women all three French kissing together?
Oh, God. What the hell?
If I can get 20 live people to come on in the next 20 minutes,
there we go.
We'll do a three-way
there
kiss.
Okay. I want to be included, a four-way kiss.
No boys allowed.
Okay, wait. If we get 40 people go live, okay, I want to be included with this, okay?
No, 1,000 people.
No, 40 people. It's my show, 40 people, okay? Okay, we're going to the Bari segment, okay?
Go to my Facebook, Heidi Fly, Heidi G6. Facebook, Twitter, Fifi Fly, follow me.
Okay, and now we're going to go to Bari, because Bari is part of Rich Productions, of course. Bari used to live here in Atlanta.
We love you, Bari.
He lives out in L.A. He is friends with Truth Hurts. Without the Bari going to his show as Smith or Bob.
We love Truth Hurts.
Oh, I never got the Truth Hurts interview, and he's good friends with Truth Hurts.
Truth does hurt.
Yes, it does. And Bryce Miles is in this. Bryce Miles performed with TLC and Vanessa, okay, so here is Bryce Miles, Bari, and Vanessa.
Bryce Miles.